in the male, the vas deferens are going to connect to the urethra, and this is going to complete the passageway of the sperm through the penis and out. And in the male, the urethra is a passageway for both the semen and the urine out of the penis, but not both at the same time. Keep in mind that this is different than the female reproductive system, where the urethra and the vagina are separate from one another. Now, the penis itself is a tubular organ which delivers either urine or semen, depending on what's going on at that particular moment. The reason that the penis is able to become larger and erect during sexual arousal is because of spongy tissue that has the capacity to fill with blood and enlarge the size of the penis and to make it erect. This is sometimes called erectile tissue, similar to the erectile tissue that's found in the clitoris. And two portions of this are the corpus cavernosa and the corpus spongiosum, which are involved in this process. And I'm trying to find a good picture for you. There we go. There's a picture called the penis. And it's going to have a drawing of the corpus cavernosa and the corpus spongiosum. These are the areas that can fill with blood and cause the penis to become erect.